Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 8th. Happy Resurrection Day, and happy 80th anniversary to Mountain Brook Baptist. Today in our service is Miss Jane Moore, who is our only living charter member, will be with us, and a little birdie told me it was her birthday today. She listens to this podcast, so Miss Jane, we want to say happy birthday to you. We are continuing on in the scriptures and the life and teachings of Paul, and we're in Romans chapter 7 in the struggle with sin. I'm going to read from the Contemporary English Version again this week. I enjoyed that so much last week. And the titles in this version say, An Example for Marriage, and then The Battle with Sin. Romans chapter 7. My friends, you surely understand enough about the law to know that the laws only have power over people who are alive. For example, the law says that a man's wife must remain his wife as long as he lives. But once her husband is dead, she is free to marry someone else. However, if she goes off with another man while her husband is still alive, she is said to be unfaithful. That is how it is with you, my friends. You are now part of a body of Christ and are dead to the power of the law. You are free to belong to Christ, who is raised to life so that we could serve God. When we thought only of ourselves, the law made us have sinful desires. It made every part of our bodies into slaves who are doomed to die. But the law no longer rules over us. We are like dead people, and it cannot have any power over us. Now we can serve God in a new way by obeying His Spirit, and not in the old way by obeying the written law. Does this mean that the law is sinful? Certainly not. But if it had not been for the law, I would not have known what sin is really like. For example, I would not have known what it means to want something that belongs to someone else unless the law had told me not to do that. It was sin that used this command as a way of making me have all kinds of desires. But without the law, sin is dead. Before I knew about the law, I was alive. But as soon as I heard that command, sin came to life and I died. The very command that was supposed to bring life to me instead brought death. Sin used this command to trick me, and because of it, I died. Still, the law and its commands are holy and correct and good. Am I saying that something good caused my death? Certainly not. It was sin that killed me by using something good. Now we can see how terrible and evil sin really is. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am merely a human, and I have been sold as a slave to sin. In fact, I don't understand why I act the way I do. I don't do what I know is right. I do the things I hate. Although I don't do what I know is right, I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing these evil things. The sin that lives in me is what does them. I know that my selfish desires won't let me do anything that is good. Even when I want to do right, I cannot. Instead of doing what I know is right, I do wrong. And so if I don't do what I know is right, I am no longer the one doing these evil things. The sin that lives in me is what does them. The law has shown me that something in me keeps me from doing what I know is right. With my whole heart, I agree with the law of God. But in every part of me, I discover something fighting against my mind. And it makes me a prisoner of sin that controls everything I do. What a miserable person I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is doomed to die? Thank God Jesus Christ will rescue me. So with my mind, I will serve the law of God, although my selfish desires make me serve the law of sin. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Just a few announcements, if you will. Today, we're going to have an opportunity to go see the newly renovated spaces on floor 2A, which is above the gym, on the third floor, and in the youth area, which is now on the fourth floor of the education building. I hope you'll take a chance to come and see all the new spaces. We will be worshiping in the gym at 9 and at 11, and I can't wait to see what the Lord does as we just join in unity and excitement about this new phase where our worship space is being renovated. And so I look forward with joy to this day, and I hope you will as well. As we're thinking about Romans chapter 7, this is quite the passage, right? We're wrestling with the fact that we still struggle with sin, even though we are children of God and followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ultimately, I think where Paul lands and where we have to land is in verse 25. Thank God, Jesus Christ will rescue me. I just want us to take a few minutes to meditate on our rescuer. He is the one who has come, pure and holy as he is, to redeem us as his people, to rescue us, to conform us, and to help us. And even though our good deeds are stained with some kind of sin, pride or self-worth or selfishness or motivations that are hidden, there's always something that we could point out in what we do or what others do that is laced with sin. But Paul remembers that even though the law points out our sin, Jesus is greater than the law, and he has made a way for us to have redemption and freedom so that we can stand before the Lord and know that we are his children and that he loves us so much. And so my prayer for us today is that we would look to Jesus Christ, our rescuer, and that we would remember our baptism and the fact that we were buried in the likeness of Christ's death and raised to walk in newness of life because of the Spirit of Christ that lives in us. As we end our time together, I would like to pray according to the Church of England's daily prayers. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. In the morning, Lord, we come to you with this day and its tasks, the world and its needs, the church and her people. We bring them before you and ask your watch care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And today we pray for the Universal Church, and we pray for Mountain Brook Baptist and the churches of all who listen. We thank you for the leaders in our nation and in our churches. We thank you, Lord, for your creation, this natural world that points us to you. And we ask, Lord, on behalf of all who are in need in any way, in your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, hear our prayer. Father of all, hear your children's prayer. Lord of life, hear our prayer. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.